Hi, I'm Patrick Finley. He's Mark Potash Potsy. It's time for an emergency podcast. Let's talk about Keenan Allen coming up on Hallis Intrigue. Potsy, late on Thursday night, maybe what, 8:30, 9 o'clock, the Bears traded a fourth-round pick for Chargers receiver Keenan Allen. They're going to owe him a lot of money, $18 million or so, plus a $5 million roster bonus that's due by St. Patrick's Day. What do you think of it?
Well, to me, it sure points the Bears in the direction of taking a rookie quarterback in the draft, or taking a quarterback in the draft and playing with a rookie quarterback, because I feel like we don't know how long-term Keenan Allen will be. He's certainly a short-term guy. It just sounds like a guy that even if they only get 1 year out of him, you want that's the kind of veteran you want to ease a rookie's transition into the NFL and make the most of it. So I'm not saying that's what's going to happen, but boy, that reading tea leaves, you don't have to be too good at that to realize to me that that's the direction they're heading. I'm not saying it's going to happen, but that's one effect of it. Let's put it
to me. It checks two boxes. Number one, it provides a softer landing spot for Keenan or for Caleb Williams, presuming the Bears draft him. It also probably makes this place more attractive to him, given that they're taking a great receiver from the city that he lives in. I'm sure he knows that Keenan Allen's good. Yeah. But more than anything, it also solves a pretty immediate problem, which is the Bears need to win football games. And they have a head coach who may be in some trouble if they don't. Keenan Allen, I think, I don't know long-term beyond this year, beyond next year, how much he can help them. But in the very immediate term, he helps them a ton, doesn't he?
I think that's a fair point because, that's one of the interesting questions I've been asking and I think will be asked as we get going to training camp is, do the Bears have to make the playoffs for Matt Eberflus to keep his job right in 2025? And that's an interesting question, especially if you have a rookie quarterback, because normally that's a get-out-of-jail card, although it hasn't been. I think Matt Nagy was fired after a rookie quarterback. And John Fox was fired. I mean, it's happened before. That hasn't been the get-out-of-jail card for coaches. But in general, you feel like that's a mitigating factor. But not with this team.
No.
This team, I think, needs to win and needs to make the playoffs or come really close with a really strong finish to happen. So I think that's an interesting point of regarding Keenan Allen, that he certainly enhances the Bears' opportunity to make the playoffs, especially with the Vikings losing Kirk Cousins. The Bears are putting themselves in position to make the playoffs or have that be an expectation. Let's
sure.
put it that way.
Yeah, and
we're heading towards that direction.
Even with a rookie quarterback.
Right. Oh,
Maybe especially because of a rookie quarterback, perhaps.
You got to remember, they're also even though the Bears' offense is still very in a very immature state, I guess, developmental state, they've been putting the pieces together for the quarterback. In other words, they're not building all at the same time, they did the defense. The offensive line, should only be a step or two away from being actually pretty good. You've got Cole Kmet, you've got DJ Moore. I think you have. The first or second best running game in the NFL, and they were even without Justin Fields, they were 10th among, without quarterback yards. So they have, pieces in place for a rookie quarterback to be successful. So I think that also adds to the to that element of expectation that seems to be building with every move the Bears make.
With one of the things that I find compelling about Allen, too, is he makes it so the Bears aren't obligated to draft a wide receiver at number 9. They could still do that, and if they did that, maybe it'd be the smartest thing. But it does open up the door for them to look at an edge rusher or at a left tackle. And they may have their choice of the best prospect at either position at number 9 if the draft breaks a certain way. So I think that it's fixing... I think trading for Allen fixes a short-term problem, and it may give them the wiggle room to fix a long-term problem that they, of their choosing. And maybe that wasn't the case a day ago.
But I'll be honest, my first reaction to the Keenan Allen deal was that I sure hope this doesn't push them away from drafting one of those wide receivers if he's available at number 9. At number 9, it would probably be Rome Odunze or Malik Nabers. Mm-hmm. Because I don't know how much staying power Keenan Allen will have. He's missed 11 games in the last 2 years. He missed the last four games with a shoulder injury. He's in his prime. He had a prime year last year, no doubt about it, and he could have staying power, but I don't think you're assured of that. And, boy, these wide receivers, Marvin Harrison Jr. and the two others, you know, sure seem like they're going to be big hits in the NFL. And I know we've said that about a lot of top 10 guys. But I'll be honest. I think you're right. I think this will give them turn them to some more to fill some other need. But I'm not sure if that's in the long term will be the right move. Yep. I just think they're going to end up a year from now. They could end up needing a wide receiver. That's a very possible thing with Keenan Allen in the last year of a contract. He might have a good year and still might not be able to keep him.
And there's a chance that they agree to a short-term extension here.
They could, yeah. That would be interesting to see, because that would give an indication of what they feel. You know?
Yeah, and I'll say this, you know, and I think I wrote this from the Combine, that, you know, the Bears never gave Justin Fields, you know, a running mate necessarily. I mean, it was, you know, we kind of made it sound like it was Darnell Mooney for a while, and then Mooney the last 2 years fell off. You know, when they drafted Mitch Trubisky, they had Allen Robinson to help him out, you know, that was pretty worthwhile. But I think that there's something to be said for a rookie receiver and a rookie quarterback growing together. And that, you know, that's, I think, another argument for, especially Adunze. Adunze, to me, just seems to make a ton of sense, both in terms of where he might actually get picked and what he can do for the Bears. Is there any trade, and I know how much you love being put on the spot, is there any deal you can think of with the Bears that is comparable to this? You know, you're getting somebody who's obviously on the other side of their prime, but still a really, really productive player. I think I saw on social media today that, what was it, 10 years ago or 11 years ago, the Bears traded for Jared Allen, or they signed Jared Allen.
Who was not coming off a career year.
No, and who was...
big difference.
Yeah, and they made him play a different position, and it didn't really work out very well.
Yeah, that did not work out.
They traded
for Brandon Marshall.
Yeah.
Very early. It was Phil Emery's, you know, big thing, big acquisition, which created, I think, as much or more excitement as this one does.
Yeah.
To tell you the truth, the Bears were even more needy at wide receiver back then, and Brandon Marshall was a... Pro Bowl guy, you know, very similar to Keenan Allen, and that was it. And that was after the Bears had some really good teams that were always missing that big receiver, that big name receiver that Jerry Angelo just didn't believe in, believe that was a big deal, and so I would point to that one as far as you know, you talk about for offensive players,
sure, yeah, and you know,
traded for Khalil Mack, right?
Yeah, and you know, Brandon had some. Had and has enough baggage that I think when you hear the name Brandon Marshall, his play on the field isn't always the first thing that comes to mind.
Right.
But let's not forget, Brandon Marshall was a bad receiver. He was fantastic. He was a bad, bad man.
Yeah, he was. In fact, you know, it's funny how the history kind of plays tricks on you, but I remember because I covered it. His first year, not only was he great on the field, he was great off the field.
Yeah.
He did not become the sideshow until year two and year three, I think. And the first year, I remember either writing about it or certainly noting, you know, making notes, wow, this guy is not what we said, what we were told that he was.
Right.
And he was on his best behavior, and he had a great year. But like everything else, that's the theme. It could not be sustained. And again, that's what I point to with this thing is everyone, will they make the playoffs? The Bears have, to me, bigger goals. I can't help but think this is still a team that has not – they have neither had three winning seasons in a row nor made the playoffs 3 years in a row in over 35 seasons. And they're the only team in the NFL, at least in the last 30 or so, that has not been able to do that. And so I'm not bringing that up just to rip on the Bears, but just to point out that the big picture goal here of this whole thing is not just to make the playoffs. It's really to get some kind of sustained run. Give Bears fans finally a nice 4 or 5 year run of success like they had 84 to 88. And maybe not quite like that. That was a Super Bowl team and something. But this, who knows? But anyway, the point being sustained success. This is what they're trying to build. And that's why I think you do things like Caleb Williams and take shots at that. And so we'll see what happens. But anyway, I just think it's a worthy point that really the Bears need to like every GM says, I want multiple championships, I think is what Phil Emery said, or sustains. Everybody wants to do that, but nobody who's joined the Bears has been able to do it.
And, I mean, that's what I think maybe the best thing you could say about Keenan Allen is you know, even if his performance from this past season can't, even if it's not, even if he never replicates what he just did, the stability he brings to a rookie quarterback and to an offense with a new offensive coordinator is worth what they're paying him, probably.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's, let's put it this way. And looking ahead to, like, okay, this is a shot worth taking.
Yeah.
I know some people might criticize and say, well, it's a big cap hit, or he's at the end of his career, he's been injured, whatever. There are some red flags,
mm-hmm.
but I guess what I'm saying is if this turns into a bust, I don't know if I'm going to rip, or if Bears fans should really rip or criticize that rip. Should criticize polls the same way like Pace was criticized for the Mitch Trubisky thing.
Right.
Those wouldn't be the same thing. This is a shot worth taking. And I get it, especially because they have the cap now.
Mm-hmm.
They have the cap space now, but they're still not using up cap space in the future
mm-hmm.
that they might need for some of the developing players, which
sure.
I think has to be a consideration.
Sure.
So it's a well-timed move. Let's put it that way. So keep that in like the time capsule, Pat. Mm-hmm. So when we're talking about the Bears 2 or 3 years from now, mm-hmm. and we say, oh, what about that Keenan Allen trade? That really didn't work out. Don't let me say, yeah, I told you so. I knew it was going to. No, I'll say he took a shot. It was worth taking where they were.
Well, in my opinion, just as long as we're putting our opinions on the record here, is that a fourth-round pick is not anything I'm going to lose any sleep over losing. You know, granted, you can go into any draft and pull out a guy who can help you for a while, but I think that is never going to be a regrettable pick to trade. And it's only money in terms of, you know, what they're giving him. It's not like they're going to give him $23 million in lieu of, you know, trading for, you know, somebody else to pay that money to. The odds are, you know, the big expensive shopping was done. And then they added Keenan Allen. If it doesn't work out, it's only money and it's only a fourth round pick. And I think, you know, the Bears have certainly traded away worse than that, I think.
They have. And they also, draft capital is going to be a big topic, I think, coming up. But I still say that, you know, as long as they have previous drafted players who are ascending and look like they have a chance to be hits, that you're still on pace
mm-hmm.
To not need every single draft pick, you know, not need 11 draft picks or whatever they got, was it last year, year before. Yeah. So I think keep that in mind too. And but again, guys like Brisker and Gordon and Komet and player and Tevin Jenkins. I mean, they also have to take another step,
right?
And make that point a good one or a better one.
I think it's worth remembering too that this upcoming draft is considered to be really poor on the back end,
right?
And that if Ryan Poles has one pick on the third day of the draft. That may make life really boring for us during that 7 hours of whatever it takes to get through those final four rounds, but the Bears probably won't be lamenting it too much.
I think, I don't know, this might not be true, but I just feel like where the Bears are, I think they're actually past the point of really needing back end of the
bodies,
draft guys
bodies, yeah,
to
right.
fill this roster. I think they need guys to just get the top part of the roster, this, you know, the star player is better. So we've done that back into the, you know, hoping and overplaying guys in the fifth and sixth round, some of who have worked out. I mean, mm-hmm. Adrian Amos, guys like that.
Yeah.
I mean, but hoping on those guys and thinking like, you know, that you know, your Travis Gibsons are going to be your future
right.
instead of just a free role that they right. really should be. I think the Bears need to get past that point. And I'm not saying they're past that point now; they got to prove it. But I think they're heading in that direction. So that's why I'm not all that concerned about draft picks, because I think they have bodies already in place who can be that guy in the roster that we haven't even, you know, maybe haven't seen play as much.
Yeah, and they're paying for a little bit of it, and that, you know, in free agency they went and got a couple of backup offensive linemen. Jonathan Owens is going to be a backup safety. So the Bears are doing some backfilling now without needing.
But
unlike
like with Khalil Mack trade, which, you know, it was a good shot, and Jay Cutler, they're not mortgaging their future.
Exactly.
I don't think. They're not mortgaging their future to take this shot. I think that's probably the bigger point.
Very exciting stuff here after a week that was not.
Oh, everyone's excited.
That was not so exciting. He's Mark Potash. I'm Patrick Finley. We will be back again real soon.
Have you ever wondered why anyone drinks Malort? Or if there are actually lobsters in the Chicago River? Then listen to the Curious City podcast, where we answer all your questions about Chicago and the region. WBEZ's Curious City is part of the NPR network and available wherever you find your podcasts.